Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht käuflich. Sehnsucht bleibt unerreicht. Reißrätsel winken. Nimmer falsch. Kein Mitleid für die Mehrheit. Kein Mitleid für die Mehrheit.
This is the Grunt Free Press podcast, episode 4. This is Absolute Deicide.
I guess I'll be Clay Cuckolds.
Yeah, it's got to be something. Labels.
Other than a piece of shit.
Just do away with labels, man. It's fucking the man trying to put us down.
There it is. Fucking man. It's bullshit.
I literally just opened. I got a headset adapter for my Xbox One controller, which is good. So I broke mine before, and I got one of the new controllers you just plug the jack into. That sucks. That doesn't work very well. You gotta like go into the menus, go into the settings. It's like 5 different menus you gotta go into just to fuck with the fucking mixer between the audio and the chat.
Yeah, which seems ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's real dumb. That's a pain in the balls.
Dude, why is everything slow on this Xbox? I don't get it. Like
too many menus. It's like Metal Gear.
Yeah.
It's like playing a Metal Gear game. You got to go through like 8 different menus to fucking get to what you want.
Yeah, that's a great game, Metal Gear.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm coughing. I'm smoking a little marijuana. I can't get my breath.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a rough world. Rough world out there. Well, I'm glad I get my Japanese PlayStation account, too. Because, you remember Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball? You ever play
that? Oh, yeah.
You ever play him? Or?
No, I didn't get into it, but I do remember it.
I made my ex-wife buy me the last one. Like, I didn't want to go into GameStop and buy it, so I had her going. not even because it's, like, sexual or fucking, like, you know, not because it's just, like, dumb. It's just fucking – not even that, dude. I don't give a shit about that. It's just fucking because it's such a bad game. I didn't want to be, like, embarrassed going in there, so I sent her in to go get it.
That's awesome.
That's – pretty bad. It's so bad. It's pretty funny though. That's why I like him. There's a new one coming out for Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball or 3 maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the subtitle is, but it's not coming over here. It's too extreme for.
Really?
Yep. Too extreme for North America and Europe. No releases.
Too extreme, huh?
Extreme Beach Volleyball. Too much. Can't. Westerners. They can't deal with any boobs or anything. No boobs.
No.
And no.
Even though.
No cartoon anime fucking boobs is too much.
Yeah, I could probably put on Fox News and watch ISIS cut somebody else's head off.
Yeah, that's fine. We good with that in America and Europe. That's okay. But
yeah, yeah, that's all right.
Girls playing volleyball. It's too extreme with an X.
Now, what's extreme? Were there details? Is it, have you seen it?
It's probably just going to be like the other ones. It's going to be real dumb and just stupid. And girls fucking taking like showers and shit. Like no like actual nudity. You know what I mean? Just their tits jiggling.
So they always cover it up with whatever.
Yeah, it's not like X-rated, dude. It's not like fucking hardcore fucking penetration shots or fucking them like touching themselves. It's just them playing volleyball and that's it. You know what I mean? And like suggestive fucking poses. It's not a big deal. It's just cartoon garbage, dude.
Other game that you just were talking about,
I
can't remember the name. Yeah, it's similar, right?
It's similar.
Sex shit in it.
It's similar, but it's you know, the point of that's more is more violence, you know. That's okay, but this is just literally just girls on a beach fucking playing volleyball, you know what I mean? It's just too much. You can't handle it over here.
Yeah, so non-violent, non-threatening volleyballers.
Yeah, well, that's threatening to us, I guess. Like any kind of sex is too much.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, so we have to go on my Japanese account. I probably will buy it too, just because, not even because it's, like I said, it's going to be a terrible game, but I just can't stand like censorship. Like I gotta,
those are big games, aren't they? Dead or Alive, isn't that decent?
The fighting games are, those extreme beach volleyball games are fucking god awful, and for good reason. It's fucking, you know what I mean? It's not like it's not coming over here because it's a bad game.
Okay,
so they don't want to deal with the fucking PC fucking censorship garbage that fucking goes on here, dude.
Yeah, it's unreal.
I wouldn't either. I'd be like, fuck you guys. You know what I mean? I wouldn't fucking... You guys are going to be a bunch of faggots. Like, fine. Yeah, I guess you guys are a bunch of faggots. You fucking can't deal with tits, so whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, who runs that shit? You know, who makes the decisions? Probably the fucking... The serpent Jew.
I mean,
that one master Jew.
The serpent Jew.
He doesn't age. He's just been here forever. And he's just hidden in Jew form. Nobody knows. I probably wasn't supposed to mention that, you know, but...
Yeah, I had to edit that out. It's too much. It's too extreme. Serpent Jew shutting down my site. He's everywhere. He's in the dark web, in the dark corners.
Yeah, dude. That's who made the dark web.
I'll just cut to that right now, dude. I was going to save that for later, but fuck it. Dark web, huh?
Have you been searching the dark web?
I was gonna, dude. I was looking into it. There's some game. You probably never heard the Bizarre States podcast with Jessica Chobot.
No, I remember that name though. That chick.
You know Jessica Chobot, dude. I'm sure.
She used to be the video girl, right? IGN.
Yeah, I think she was on G4 too before that, right? I mean, she's been around.
Oh,
forever.
I don't remember from G4, but. I do remember on those videos.
Whatever, one of the ones they swap out when they get too old. That one of those fucking video
games. Yeah, they replace her. Now there's another chick that looks just like her, I think, but blonde.
Yeah, kind of.
Almost, yeah. Like I thought there was the same girl with blonde hair.
Whatever. She's got a podcast. It's not really about video games. It's just.
Oh, dude! I bet it's wicked good.
Well, it's about fucking. It is pretty good. Yeah, I like it. To be honest, it's like she seems pretty.
No, I care about women's opinions, definitely. I definitely do. I don't want to mistake anyone.
Oh, you know, a little too defensive there.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't respect women. Go ahead.
That's the grunt-free truth.
I like that, dude. T-shirts. That's the grunt-free truth.
That's what we're going to sign off every podcast from now on. It's going to be the catchphrase. And that's the grunt-free truth.
Just got to work on it a little. You know, get it down.
I mumbled a little bit. If I can get used to it. Welcome to the grunt-free podcast. Where I mumble occasionally and fuck up my words. Oh yeah, so she's got a podcast called Bizarre States. It's basically like paranormal, like fucking like, you know, it talks about like fucking like ghosts.
Well, like ghosts?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It's goofy.
What?
But it's goofy, but it's like, it's partially about that. It's mostly her just talking about like dirty shit. That's fucking like the most of the podcast.
What, being a slut?
Yeah, pretty much. And just fucking
so she is a slut. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
No, is that fucking shocking? Is that like breaking news to you?
Absolutely.
But I mean, she's cool. She talks it, but she's not like, you know what I mean? She's fucking like,
acting. No, I know. I know. That is cool.
But yeah, but she was, I was listening to that. There's some game they were talking about called Sad Satan. Ring a bell? Probably not.
No.
I never heard about it, but yeah, supposedly somebody found it. It's like a dark web game. Like some guy found it on the dark web. Like they won't like post it like anywhere else, you know. Some guy put up a YouTube video of him playing it. So naturally, the first thing I do, I'm like, all right, so they talked about that for a while. I'm not gonna fucking just go off and like repeat what they said or whatever. But so he's, I'm like, oh, whatever. I was fucking made a note. I'm like, oh, I'll check out the video. So you go on YouTube, it's, if you want to check it out, it's fucking Obscure Horror Gamer, I think the guy's name is, who fucking put out the
original. I already got it up.
Well, see, he put out the original video, so I'm like fucking like, all right, whatever. So I fucking put that on, I watch it for like, you know, like 5 minutes. I'm like, yeah, whatever, it's just a fucking like horror game. I don't want to like spoil anything, if there's anything like ridiculous. So I'm like, all right, so I stop the video, and I go into like searching, like, all right, where am I going to find the game or whatever. So pretty much don't do that. Don't even like bother like looking for the game at all.
Really?
Yeah, because as you know, I was saying before, like the fucking pirates and just fucking internet douchebags fucking shit up. I guess somebody put out like a clone game of that, which is just like a fake version of the game. Let's get a bunch of viruses and shit on there.
Really?
Like ruins your computer. But there's another. I wish, I don't know if I have the fucking guy's name on here. Somebody put a YouTube video up of him playing that version of it. And I guess they cut in like a bunch of like gore pics, like legit, like, you know, like fucking like people getting their heads fucking cut off and shit. And like fucking, you know what I mean? And like, okay. Fucking like legit like gore pics. Somebody put up a video of him like playing that. And it's pretty funny. It's like, it's, you can tell it's like him like really reacting. He's like gagging and shit. Like he's going to puke. It's fucking like fucking. But I guess it's fucking like full like viruses. Here. They put like child porn on there too. So you'll be playing the game. It's like a picture will pop up of just like child porn and shit. So
that's fucked up.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bother fucking. Don't try to download it anyway. That's a fucking bad idea. It's a fucking hole you don't want to go into.
That's the deep web.
Yeah. But it's, I don't think it's even the deep web that you can fucking find. It's just, you know what I mean? It's fucking people just posting fucking shit. It's just too, I was looking, like trying to like follow, like, all right, where do I find this to fucking play it? I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of just like drama going around it and fucking like, oh, well, the guy who posted that first video, like he didn't find it in the deep web and blah, blah, blah. And like supposedly though, the game, like the scream, you know, they'll be like screaming and shit in it. It almost looks like a shitty like version of PT, that fucking, like Silent Hill game that was fucking on PlayStation a while ago.
So is this guy's video, is this actually the game?
Yeah, I think that's the, if it's the Obscure Horror Gamer guy, like yeah, that, I think the original video that first got posted, like that's like the actual game. Like it looks pretty shitty, right? Like it's not like anything like special.
It's just like, yeah, dark hallways, like nothing really.
Yeah, it was like a shitty version of like PT. So I was like, yeah, whatever. So I wanted to play it originally, but yeah, looking into it, I'm like, yeah, I'm not even going to bother. Like, you know what I mean? Like fucking, oh, well, this is the clean version. This is the one that's fucking got, you know, I'm not going to get a fuck with it. But yeah.
Yeah, because somebody would probably lie and say it's the clean version and that'd be the dirty version.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And even that, like, I ended up watching the, I'm like, fuck, I'll just watch the video. So I ended up watching the whole playthrough of him. And supposedly, you know, I mean, there is like fucking this like clips of like, Charles Manson fucking like just like random like interviews with him, fucking like, you know, clips of him talking, this like backwards talking, a fucking like reversed
like playing a record backwards or something.
Yeah, like it's like Stairway to Heaven backwards and shit. I mean, there's like whatever, dude, like shit like that. But I guess like the actual like screams are like recorded screams of people like actually dying, like from like snuff films and shit. I mean, it's kind of like fucking, I mean, that's kind of like weird and like whatever. I mean, it is kind of weird, but
oh, if it's legit, that's cool.
Yeah. But again, it's like overall the game looked like a piece of shit, so it's like I'm not too worried about it. But yeah, so I watched that. It was fucking good. I watched that before I went to bed one night. It's good nighttime. Good bedtime watching.
Yeah, it just looks like he's walking around, like, just looking. Like, I don't really see what... You just gotta keep going, and you run into something.
It's just, like, hallways and doors and fucking finding keys and bullshit. So the gameplay is not blah, whatever. It's kind of cheap, too, the way they do it. Like, they'll show, like there's, like, random pictures of shit will pop up on the screen. Just, like, a legit just fucking still image or something. You know, it'll be like fucking Charles Manson, or it'll be like something. It's kind of like cheap the way they do it.
And so what? The people went in, and instead of seeing Manson, they put in child porn or
Yeah. And like fucking like people like, you know, like fucking like gore pics of people getting like, you know, real people getting their fucking head sliced off and shit, you know?
Well, that's kind of cool. I think I have no problems with that at all.
Whatever. But I mean, I'm not going to fucking download fucking child porn on my fucking computer.
No. I feel like if they were to put that in a legit game, you know, like a real killing or something, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, that's kind of cheap the way they do it, though. I'm just having a shitty game and then just fucking stopping it and just, you know what I mean, showing the
people. Yeah.
It's kind of cheap if they fucking, like, put it in there somehow, you know, like on, like, a video screen somewhere or just, like, something. But
yeah, that is cheesy.
But whatever. So, you know, trying to fucking... Right by the note was a bunch of random shit. What the fuck is that? That might be important. It's just some shit I wrote down for fucking some code for Banjo-Kazooie. I think I don't need to read that. Purple, green.
I don't think there's enough gore in anything, dude. They need more fucking... Dude, I want as gory as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Just brutal.
Soldier of Fortune. I've been fucking... Yes. That tree for fucking ever.
How has that not had a Kickstarter? Of all these fucking things, no, not enough people like that? I doubt it.
I don't know. I don't know what fucking people like. They like dumb shit. Like fucking metal.
Yeah, it's true. Metal
fantasy. It's fucking quiz.
Yeah. Horrible games. I just despise them both. I mean, I liked Final Fantasy when I was, I think, 6.
I like the first Final Fantasy for NES just because it was a fucking NES.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
It's like, whatever, dude. And then it's fucking just like a grind fest, dude. Then, like, once you start getting into, like, the 3D shit, it's like, dude, it's funny. It's like, both those series, it's like, I fucking, like, I probably played, like, probably half the games in both of them, dude. I've played, like, fucking Final Fantasy fucking, like, 7 through, like, 10 or something, dude. And I think I played, like, every fucking main Metal Gear except 4, and I fucking don't like them, dude. But I keep, like, every time they come out, just you hear so much, like, everyone talks, like, you know, they're so great. I'm like, dude, I must be missing something. I must be a fucking idiot because I keep buying them and fucking playing them. I'm like, dude, this is fucking horrible, dude. Why did I bother?
Yeah, like, what is here? What is this?
I'm like, dude, I must be missing something. I'm like, no, these are just fucking, they're just bad. Like, they're bad fucking games. Like, why are people liking them? I don't get it. Like, if people playing them, like, trolling? Like, is it a big troll? Like, a big fucking, like, ironic? Just fucking, you know? Trying to get people fucking like play it, even though it's horrible. I don't know. It's like Andy Kaufman level, like fucking trolling, like fucking massive, like the big con, the big long con, fucking going on for like 20 years. That fucking the games are good. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't understand it. I mean, and you got to think like. We probably talking some older people, right? I mean,
mostly older people at this point, you know.
Because younger person is gonna get into that? I feel like it's fucking stupid. I mean, I don't.
Well, I mean, they're designed for like, you know, 10, 12 year old kids. I mean, that's like the target audience, you know.
I suppose
just fucking like people like grew up with that, but at some point you just gotta be like, dude, I'm fucking like, you know. 20, 30 years old, and these games are fucking pretty shitty when I played them. Like, I was a stupid kid when I played them. Like, you know, maybe, like, spread the word that, hey, these games are pretty garbage, dude. Don't play them. Instead, they're like, oh, fucking, ooh, new Final Fantasy's coming out. Fucking jump on board the fucking hype train for this fucking garbage. These fucking, like, androgynous fucking faggot kids running around in a fucking car, dude, making out with each other. Like, seriously, I fucking watch that Final Fantasy shit. It's like, dude, this fucking, like, makes me sick, dude. Not even a fucking...
Wait a minute. That's in the game? Or are you just talking shit?
No.
That's not in the game.
What?
two fags or something like kissing each other. I could see that.
Well, I mean, I don't think I've seen footage of them like legit making out, dude. If you just like pull up a fucking image or a short video, dude. Look at them, dude. Just look at them. And it's like, dude, like it's unbelievable. I don't know that I care that they're gay or anything, dude. Not like fucking like.
Yeah, it's not really about homophobic, actually like, being gay.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing like that, dude. It's just fucking like wow, like just I mean. It's not, it's like, I'm not something I'm drawn towards. Like, oh yeah, I just fucking want to, you know, watch a bunch of fucking gay people for fucking like 100 hours in my game. Like, not something that draws me towards it, dude. It's just fucking like, oh, whatever. Like, you know, but it's just fucking just like the mainstream fucking like pushing it. Like, I don't get, you know, like fucking whatever. People are gay and they want to play a game with a bunch of gay dudes. Like, whatever, dude. Fucking more power to them, but fucking.
Yeah.
You figure there'd be more people, like, you know, like, fucking, dude, this is pretty gay, because it is, you know?
Yep. I would agree, because... I don't know. I'm just thinking it's all a scam. It's fucking... dude, we're just fucking running right into it like idiots.
Yeah, dude. Saying the fucking perfect example, dude, just fucking the mainstream fucking gaming press, though, fucking scammy and fucking... in bed with fucking everybody, dude. Fucking, you looked at, you saw the time cover, right? Fucking the Palmer.
Oh yeah. Cover. Yeah.
And what was your reaction to that?
Oh, Palmer Luckey.
Yep.
What's not to love about Palmer Luckey? Just dancing on the beach. Floating like Christ. Like. Virtual Christ. I mean, I wonder if you could do that. Then I'd buy virtual reality if I could be
if it made you float, a god. Made you float.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, if I could walk on, you know, just air and just maybe if I could destroy cities by waving my hand like in front of the screen, yeah. I could just wipe out like a whole. I don't know.
Oh, you could do.
Let's
that.
Just say Baltimore. Like, I don't want to target Baltimore, St. Louis, but let's just say them. Okay. Yeah. Like, he just kind of wiped it off. Yeah. I mean, it's only a game, though, right? I mean, you know, I can just. I guess, you know, there wouldn't be a point to it, but satisfaction of just wiping it away.
It's just. You can do that in fucking games now. I don't know why I need virtual reality for that. It's not that big of a deal. But, I mean, as far as I just pointed out, is that cover, dude, fucking. If you somehow haven't seen it, dude, the fucking. I know you've seen it, but. All our listeners out there, just fucking look at the Palmer Luckey time cover. It's just fucking just some dude. Like, if I first saw it, I'm like, it's like some fucking chubby dude fucking jumping in the air with the fucking something strapped to his face and the fucking fake background of a beach. Like, looks dumb, but I mean, fucking using virtual reality, you look fucking dumb. Like, what do you want? Like, how do you want that, like, represented on the fucking cover of Time? Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, I mean, I would question that. I mean, wouldn't you want to go any other route? I mean, that just kind of looks, that's just kind of stupid. Like that, I don't know. If you're on the cover of this magazine, I mean, I don't know. You're trying to sell the magazine, right? It just...
Yeah, yeah. I think they're trying to sell the magazine. So it's like, you got to figure, like, who reads Time is like fucking old people who fucking like don't give a shit about that. You know what I mean? So you got to put something on the cover. Somebody walks by it and they go like, oh, what's this fucking fruitcake doing fucking jumping on?
Yeah, what's this? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's this fucking idiot?
Right. So, I mean, that's pretty much fucking, I mean, I would think the fucking... a rational way to look at it, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, they're trying to sell the fucking cover of Time. Then, dude, like, every fucking goddamn fucking, like, site, like gaming site is just fucking flipping out. Like, oh, dude, they're fucking assassinating VR. Dude, look how dumb they're making it look. They're not trying to fucking sell VR like you fucking assholes are. Like, that's what you're trying to do, rather than being, like, a legit fucking journalist. I mean, like, yeah, well, people look pretty dumb when they use this, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, they're just trying to sell it. Like, they're mad because fucking Time isn't fucking hopping in on their little, jumping in their bubble and trying to fucking get everybody all fucking on board to fucking... spend their fucking money on some fucking half-ass VR helmet, like...
Yeah, it's probably $600.
Oh, probably. You know. Oh, well, they're saying they've, like, released, like, the specs you need, like, what kind of computer you need to fucking, like, run it, dude. You need, like, fucking, like, top of the line, like, a fucking $2,000 computer just to fucking run it. That's not even counting the fucking, you know, fucking the headset itself, like, however the fuck much that's gonna cost, you know?
I would think it'd be all one, but you know they'll sell it separate to just
no. It is separate. You need a computer and you need the fucking headset to run it. I'm not saying, I mean, like, fucking, that's something, like, maybe, like, 10 years down the line, or, like, version, like, 3 or, like, 5 or something, like, it might be kind of cool, but as it is now, dude, fucking strapping that to your fucking face, dude, and being fucking, having wires all over you and shit, dude, it's fucking, no, it's fucking something you should probably wait for, and that is, you know, fucking, all the fucking mainstream sites are just fucking pissed that nobody's, you know. Oh, why aren't these guys telling fucking grandma and grandpa fucking to read in Time Magazine to run out and grab fucking, you know, hook up a PC and fucking throw a fucking
yeah.
helmet on their face? Like, it, like they can't fucking look at anything, like, objectively, like, from the outside, because there's, oh, I interviewed Palmer Luckey, he's a nice guy, and blah, blah, blah. I'm sure he is, dude, but it doesn't fucking change the fact that fucking that thing's fucking dumb. Yeah, it doesn't change the fact that you're like a fucking idiot with that thing on your fucking face.
Yeah, it's got to be uncomfortable and just, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm not a fan of it. I don't know. We'll see where it goes, but I don't want to wear that thing, dude. It's fucking hot.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, dude, it's like, yeah, if it's cool, whatever, dude. I'm not going to be a fucking early adopter, dude. And fucking, that looks dumb, you know? And maybe when fucking Oculus Rift fucking 5 comes out, dude, and it's like fucking.
Yeah, and they're like a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like something like that. Don't, like, they have that? Like the Google glasses? I mean, I don't know what's up with those.
Fucking the Microsoft Hall ones. It's kind of different, though. That's not like.
Yeah, what are those? I don't even know what those are.
That just puts like an overlay like on the glasses. So it's not like the whole thing with the, like, the Oculus, like the VR, the virtual realities. You're fucking like completely cut off from everything. Like just like in that world. You know what I mean? Like you're cut off from everything. You're just fucking like focused on that. And then like the. Was it the fucking Microsoft, their fucking like their HoloLens thing, or like fucking the Google Glass, this fucking, they call it like augmented reality. And that's, you can still see everything, but it's like put like whatever, dude. There'd be like a hologram fucking like on. Like,
I get it.
Something. So you're not like cut off, like fuck, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like where this is like right to your face, like you're
right,
surrounded,
right.
Like surrounding your
eyes. All it is, dude, that thing is literally the phone, dude. Like, it's actually, I think it's the same phone I have, dude. It's the fucking, like, Samsung fucking, like, S4 or something, dude. That's the screen in there. It's literally a fucking phone, like, up to your eyes. That's what you're looking at. That's fucking all it is. It's fucking, you know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Like you said, you might be, if you, everyone who's tried it, they've loved it and blah blah blah. It's like, yeah, maybe, dude, but it's still, it's not going to change the fact that if you fucking look from the outside at somebody with a fucking helmet strapped to their eyeballs, dude, it looks really dumb. Like, it just looks stupid, dude. And what are they, you know, it's fucking pissed at the cover, dude. You know, it's fucking no reason to be, because it's just the facts. You know, you look like a fucking moron when you fucking use it.
Yeah, that's what we do here. We deal in fact.
Yeah, that's the grunt free truth.
Ain't that the grunt free truth?
Right. Move on, dude. Way off track. My notes, I'm all over the place. Yeah, I got a fucking MAME, dude. I finally figured out how to make that shit work, dude. How to get arcade games to run.
What, on the PC?
Yep, real easy, too. Fucking archive.org. It's a fucking legit site, dude. You just fucking don't even fucking bother with the fucking bullshit fucking torrents, dude. All you gotta do is archive.org. They got a full fucking set right there, dude. Everyone I've tried of those has worked.
Now, are we talking just old school games, not new ones, right?
Yeah, I know. It's old arcade games, dude. Probably, whatever, dude. Like, late 90s, maybe, at the latest.
I could bring it up right now and play yep. something. That's no problem.
Well, you get a download. It's big. It's like 45 gigs or something. You can put it on like a torrent or whatever, like a fucking like BitTorrent, and just, but you download it from the site. You're not dicking around with fucking like bullshit pirate sites, nothing, dude.
Yeah,
that's a legit site, dude. All it is fucking just like collected information, dude. That's all that site is. I was thinking about putting the pod up. We can put fucking the podcast up there too. It's just fucking people posting shit. It's fucking just.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's like a 45 fucking gig fucking download, which is fucking big. But all you gotta do is fucking download that. And then fucking, you can go to the legit fucking MAME site, which again, that's fucking like perfectly fucking legal site, dude. Just download. I think it's like 151 is the version. I just download that version that matches up with the fucking the MAME files, dude, and it works fine. It's fucking perfect. So I'm happy about that.
Now, what is MAME again?
It's like an emulator. It emulates like old arcades.
Okay, so that's not an actual game. That's just the emulator.
Yeah, that's the emulator and the fucking the ROMs of the games.
Okay.
Yep, and fucking dude, I tried it. Dude, after I said I dicked around with like all like an entire week, dude, just fucking around with all these different fucking shitty fucking pirate site fucking versions, dude. It's just fucking just like the cleanest way to fucking do it, dude. Just fucking download that entire thing, dude. The 45 gigs of fucking ROMs, dude. You go to the actual MAME site, fucking match up the things. If you get a 64-bit system, you gotta do like a different fucking thing. It's like MAME UI, whatever, dude. The version like 151. Fucking match it up, dude. It's worked. I've fucking been trying everything I tried before on all the other ones that were fucked up, dude. It's worked fine. So, passing along the good word. It's a bunch of shit on there too, dude. On fucking archive, it's like old like DOS games. You can just play right from the fucking browser and shit. It's kind of cool. Good site. Legit.
Okay, I might check that out.
And uncensored shit, dude. It's all like, dude, there's like old porn games here, like old like pixelated porn games.
Really?
It's funny. There's one called like, I don't know, it's like Suck Me Off. I forget the name of it, dude. It's literally like, oh, what is this, dude? It's just fucking like literally like, just like, I don't think it's a game, dude. It's just fucking like literally just fucking a girl like fucking sucking a dick and that's it. It's
oh,
like
that is great.
Pretty fucking
That's
funny.
A game I like to play.
It's just like old like shitty like, oh yeah, like pixelated fucking shit. It's fucking hysterical. Oh yeah, I went to the game, we gotta start, and that's just the game. You just start going deeper on the dick, dude, fucking just going faster, dude.
That is classic.
Fucking what I get behind you is uncensored fucking information, dude. It's the way to go. The grunt free truth, dude. Fucking spread it out there.
Yep, censorship's a huge, huge inconvenience for me. I don't like it. I'm not a fan.
Yep.
I think everything should go. Like, everything's fair play. Anything your mind can create is fair play. Because
yep.
That's what it is. You know?
Especially, dude, he's talking, dude. It's fucking, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, especially video games or some shit, dude. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, that especially is, dude. It's not like anybody's actually getting, like, hurt or fucking, you know what I mean? Or fucking, like, movies and shit, dude. Or, like, whatever, dude. Why bother, dude? Like, why are you so afraid of shit? Like, nobody's getting hurt in real life, you know? Afraid of fucking, like, ideas, you know?
Like it's like, yeah.
Like, people are such sheep, and they're so, like, fucking weak-minded. They just think if they hear, if they see something on fucking TV, or they play it in a game, dude, it's gonna, like, corrupt them or something. It's like, dude, it'll probably work on fucking not being such a fucking pussy. It should be fucking,
but at the
like,
same time, yeah, I mean, like, look at all the shit that they let out, and you know what I mean? That's...
Yeah, it's, like, selective. They select what offends everybody. It's just like, dude, the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, real
I mean, dude, I think some. Oh, sorry, I don't want to
no,
cut
no,
you
no,
off.
No, go ahead, go ahead. I don't want to.
I was gonna say, I think some rap music is worse than like a snuff film.
Absolutely,
dude.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. But that's fine, dude. That's just funny too, dude. A lot of dude, I don't want to fucking call anybody out. I probably won't. But it's fucking like certain fucking like podcasts I listen to, dude. They're so like against like fucking like oh like making fun of shit. Oh, they're trying so hard to be like edgy and blah blah blah. If there's anything like
edgy, please.
Yeah. Oh, but dude, like nothing can be like straight faced. You can't do anything like straight faced anymore, dude. Or it's like you get like ridiculed. You know what I mean? Like, you can't like legitimately like fucking make like a violent game or something or like fucking. You know what I mean? Say anything like straight face. Like everything's gonna be like, oh, like subversive and fucking like, you know, it's gonna be oh, as long as it's tongue in cheek and kind of like, you know, fucking making fun of something. That's okay. It's fucking, you know, you gotta be like, you can't make like a straight like horror. You know, you can't do like a straight like horror game. It's gonna be like horror comedy. It's gotta be fucking, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like you can't take anything seriously or like try to like create the illusion of something fucking being like straight faced. Fucking, I don't know, just dumb. Like that's edgy. But then those same guys, you'd be like, fucking, like look down on, like fucking, like whatever, like fucking metal and like legit horror. But all like this old fucking like cheesy fucking 90s gangster rap. That's cool, dude. You know, that's fucking wicked cool because it's kind of like I don't even know. But that's okay though. That's fucking like they'll talk about that for hours. Like gangster rap's fucking that's fine, but. Anything beyond that's fucking so offensive and fucking like trying too hard. It's just like, dude, get the fuck out of here, dude. Fucking
yeah, blunt. Exactly.
Just like certain things, pick and choose, you know. Living your little fucking bubble world, you fucking piece of shit.
Oh yeah, it's getting worse. It's bad. Yeah, it's bad.
I hate just fucking these guys who like actually have like fucking mainstream attention, dude. It's fucking just like. they try so hard to like champion their fucking beliefs, dude, and this fucking like right history, you know, like fucking like, oh, like,
yep,
this game was like so beloved and blah blah. It's like, no, it really wasn't, dude. Like, oh, Final Fantasy, dude, everybody fucking loved that game so much. It's like, no, well, I was fucking alive when that came out, dude. I thought it was a fucking piece of shit then, dude. Like, you know, they're fucking full of shit. I don't know. But yeah, real quick, I'm just going to take a break soon. Just fucking want to fucking, does I get MAME working and blah, blah, blah. Have you ever played Gunsmoke?
I remember it, but I don't think I really got into it. Sounds familiar. Is that Nintendo?
It was on Nintendo. It was an arcade game. I've been playing the arcade version, but again, I have the Nintendo one too. I fucking played that, dude. It's fucking so goddamn hard. It's just, dude, it's one of those games. It's like my new Contra. It's like my fucking, my white whale, dude. Like, if I want to fucking like beat it, but it's so goddamn hard. Like, it's fucking like, in, like almost impossible. It's just like bullet hell. It's like a special kind of fucking hell, but I keep going back to it. Like, dude, I just got to fucking keep going, dude. I love it, dude. It's fun, but it's just fucking like an existential fucking nightmare, dude. And they just fucking get depressed and fucking looking at the game over screen. Just like, dude, this is fucking just awful. I guess I can. But it's like, it's just, I keep doing it, dude. It's fucking. I get to like stage 3. I think there's like 8 stages. So I fucking got a long way to go, but I keep plugging at it. I'm just fucking, that's like my main go to lately. But the reason I played that is fucking, it was that, you know, fucking like the lineage of that game, like where I'm going with that. This fucking Gunsmoke was pretty much the first one. It's in a series, dude, I know we both like. And the next one after that was like kind of a sequel called Sunset Riders. And I never played, but it was kind of big. And so I'm leaning, going towards that. I think it's kind of easy, but I don't know if you ever heard of that. Sunset Riders?
I don't remember that off the top.
Yeah, I guess it was kind of big. I don't have any experience with it. And then after that, dude, the one after that, it's a spiritual successor, was fucking Red Dead Revolver. You know, so that's
okay.
So we're going way back in the series, dude, leading up to fucking something big, you know, Red Dead Revolver, then fucking Red Dead Redemption, and so on and so forth. But so it's pretty much pretty much like Gunsmoke took the first Red Dead, is what I was getting at. Fucking getting all convoluted, fucking garbage. But yeah, it's fucking why I've been playing it. So I can, yep.
Yeah, that. I don't know. I mean, I didn't play those old ones. I'll have to, like, I think I played,
play Revolver?
Revolver, maybe, but not, I wasn't really into it, like, once the tables turned with Redemption, you know?
Yeah, I mean, oh yeah, Redemption's great. Even, dude, even Revolver, though, I fucking love that game. Like, fucking, dude, I tried 100, I think if I ever, like, really, like, 100%ed it, there's, like, challenges and shit you had to do, like, at the end, like, after you beat, like, the real game, but I fucking did like that, dude. I fucking played a shit ton of it. On fucking OG Xbox. It's fucking great.
But no shit, huh?
Yeah. If you want, take a break, and then get to Gamescom afterwards.
Nice. Maybe I'll go put a shirt on.
Oh, don't do that. Don't go out of your way to please me.
Well, just for the break.
Oh, okay. Then take it off. I get you. All right. Got to keep it consistent.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
All right. Well, we'll be back with Gamescom news, kind of.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, we are back with a Grunt Free Press. Nice little break there.
My shirt's off.
Yep, it's quick. He didn't even like take it off over his head. He just ripped it like the fucking Hulk, just to get there in time.
That's the only way to do it. Speaking of the Hulk, that was a pretty good segue. Did you hear about the Hulk? Hulkster problems?
Yeah, I heard. Yeah,
dude, I'm standing with the Hulkster. I don't give a shit.
Oh, this is ridiculous. It goes back to just like censorship and just like bullshit. Like, what are you gonna be like, you know? Or what you determines like fucking too much, you know? Fucking the guy's been around for like what, like 40 years or whatever, doing that, dude. You fucking one fuck up and they just like pretty much try to like erase him from fucking history.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, erase Hulk Hogan. That's like trying to erase Michael Jordan. Like good luck. Like, that's just fucking stupid. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's absurd. It's fucking just all those years of work, dude. His life work, pretty much, and just fucking just like one fucking thing, dude. You're gonna fucking like.
And it was nothing. It wasn't even. You know what I mean? Nothing. That's nothing. I didn't even hear it or see it. I just know what was said, but it's nothing.
It wasn't like a porn video. That's not what it was. I don't want to see fucking Hulk Hogan banging somebody, dude. That sounds fucking disgusting.
I'm not going to lie. I'd watch that. I didn't really know that was. I'd heard rumors. I didn't know that was actually out in a boat.
What I heard is just fucking like whatever. He just fucking made. I guess he made a porn with like fucking his friend's wife or something. Like his friend like wanted him to do it and fucking like he was filming it. And then like after he fucking fucked the chick, he was just like talking to her about like his daughter dating a black dude and fucking like whatever, dude. You know, calling him nigger and shit and like whatever. Yeah. I don't know exactly. Like again, I didn't fucking hear it or listen to it either, but.
It doesn't matter what he said. I mean, what somebody said, you're going to you try to stricken him from the record?
Yeah,
like, get out of here, dude.
No, dude, I don't know.
That's punishable by death.
It should be. Yeah, just censorship, dude. Just fucking such bullshit. Just decide what fucking... It's like fucking like Nazis, like fucking burning fucking books pretty much.
Exactly.
Yep. The same fucking thing, dude. Just fucking... You decide what's fucking, what's tolerable and what's fucking offensive, and anything you find offensive, you're just gonna fucking like strike it from the record, dude. Like, it's like, dude, that's not how fucking shit works, dude. You know,
but that's how they're controlling it, which is the problem. You know, everything. It's like, dude,
you gotta.
That's a whole other thing.
Oh, don't even get me started. I mean, what? Let me tell you the grunt for your truth.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to fucking cut you off. If you're gonna go on a fucking rant, you fucking didn't mean to cut you off like that.
No, it's all good. My ADD kicked in. I already forgot what I was even talking about. I had a weird problem. Like, I'll write something down and
that's why I gotta write everything.
Not even have a clue.
Pretty much as soon as this fucking we stop recording, dude, something comes to mind. I'm like, I got something to say about that. I have to fucking write it down. Do you have like a notebook just filled with fucking garbage, dude? Because otherwise, just fucking it's gone. I'll fucking forget it in 2 seconds.
Yeah, exactly, dude. But yeah, good. I'm.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell was I even talking about.
Yeah, see, I forgot. I totally forgot.
Oh,
Gamescom.
Yeah. Let's get to that. You kind of pissed me off. Speaking of that, dude, did you actually watch like the press conference? Probably not. The fucking
no, I didn't get to see the whole thing.
I watched like the Microsoft one. That was the big one, I guess. There were other ones there, but I just fucking saw the highlights of the other ones. I watched like the Microsoft one live. I started taking notes, like fucking, you know what I mean? Like fucking everything. All right, whatever, dude. Fucking as it came up. And not that that's like an original idea or anything, but fucking like, I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude, fucking take notes, dude. And I listen to fucking IGN's fucking podcast, dude. It's fucking like Ryan McCaffrey, just like the same thing. Just fucking pretty much everything I've written down. I'm like, fuck, god damn it. Fucking something.
That fucking McCaffrey.
But who does he think he is? Where does he get off?
Dude, you remember him? Notes. Dude, we played with him in Halo, dude, and I killed him. I remember that.
Destroyed him. He fucking, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's in our record. I destroyed you, McCaffrey.
Yeah. Calling you out. I know you listen. I know you're out there listening to your car. I'm calling you out, punk.
Yeah, dude, I tweeted him too right after that. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you. I'm fucking whatever my name was. And I just killed you. He didn't answer. He saw the tweet. I know he saw it. He's all over Twitter. You know when you get a little notification, you know. He's probably got it set up so he gets a little buzz, makes him feel good when somebody says his name, you know?
Some kind of recognition finally for that fucking scrub.
No, he's all right. Yeah, whatever.
I'm just fucking around. He's actually one of the few people I actually kind of respect who fucking does that shit. Not fucking really calling him out. But, yeah, so fucking Gamescom. So it opened up. They used the same, like, intro video as they did at E3. It's fucking the same, just fucking, splash fucking page. Dude, I thought it was kind of lazy, dude. They're going to fucking make a new video.
Yeah, same exact thing, like, to the
T? Just fucking, like, whatever, dude. Yep, same thing. Just fucking showing, like, Master Chief and fucking Cortana and fucking, like, whatever, dude. Fucking Tomb Raider and that shit. Just the same exact video. I thought it was kind of lazy. I'd be kind of pissed if, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah, you're expecting something fresh, I would think, you know?
Oh, next little note I took was then they cut to fucking some German dude speaking in German and then fucking like, whatever, dude, people, you know, it was a fucking old joke, but everyone fucking speaking in German, dude, they always sound angry. It doesn't matter what the fuck they're saying. It's fucking, just seems like a fucking Nazi rally, dude. It doesn't matter what it is.
I didn't see that. I remember you mentioned that.
Yeah, the thing, it took place in Germany. I mean, fucking, it was like Cologne or something, so... It's good. I got to talk in German. Most of it was in English, but just like the opening, fucking them like introducing everything was in German. It's fucking just, you know, no matter what, dude. It's just fucking between that and they had fucking some Japanese developers come out, dude. And I'm fucking playing like Company Heroes and World of Tanks at the time, dude. I was fucking digging in deep, dude. Getting ready for fucking World War II all over again. Fucking rallying together. Not over yet.
It's never over. You know, I always think, what if that war went the other way? You know, things might have been better. Nobody wants to say that, though, because, you know, things happened, you know.
Have to cut that out, too. It's going to be a long...
Yeah, that's definitely getting cut out. Yeah, I'll be stricken from the life record because I'll probably get shot somehow. Driving to work, just fucking sniper shot.
All right, so the first thing, I don't know if it's the first thing they showed. Like I said, it won't fucking differ. It was fucking, you know, I said fucking McCaffrey already fucking went game by game, but I didn't fucking write down notes about shit I thought was dumb or I didn't care about. So the first one was fucking Quantum Break. Fucking talked about that a little bit, dude. That looks fucking ridiculously good. Looks real fucking good, dude. Fucking dude, even like the, how it works, it's like, gameplay, you know, the gameplay is just like a fucking like cover shooter. You're fucking manipulating time and shit. You're fucking shooting like time bullets or something, dude. This looks fucking almost like the next step up from like Max Payne, like the bullet time type shit.
Okay.
Looks good, dude. Didn't even.
So not like Time Crisis?
No. It's like
the Time Crisis back in the arcade?
Yeah. Oh, I got it, dude. I got the ROM. You fucking break it.
Yeah, but you need the pedal and the gun. I mean, how can you play without that?
Buy it. Oof. It's really worth the investment. it's just like a pretty much like pretty, standard, just fucking like third person action. Like, you know, cover base, like you're taking cover, you fucking throw like time grenades and shit, and there'll be like a bubble, dude, and everyone caught in the bubble is like frozen. And then you can fucking run around them and fucking like, you know, zip around them, shoot at them, dude, and fucking as soon as the bullets hit like that time bubble. And like they'll slow down, like they'll stop, or they'll go like real slow. Then you fucking like undo it, dude, and there'll be like a fucking million bullets just going to the guy at once and shit. Looks pretty cool.
That sounds pretty cool. I could deal with that. Sounds like a Mass Effect-y a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it's like real time though. You know, it's not like pause and go. It's like your guy's moving around in real time. It's just you're manipulating like fucking like, you know, where the fucking shit's going down. You know. Not like where you're stopping time and all that shit.
Okay.
That looks pretty fucking sweet. And then there's like fucking like special enemies who have like suits on, like you can't affect them. So it's like you can fucking affect like something around them. Like you can fucking like open a tear and like a fucking like boss or something will come through the tear and fucking like hit them, dude. It looks pretty fucked up and pretty cool.
Now, is this a new studio type of thing? Or
it's
is not. This
it's from the dudes, it's from Remedy, the guys who made Max Payne. Like they made like the actual Max
Payne. Oh, okay.
Max Payne and Alan Wake and shit. But, yeah, it looks pretty good. And then, like, between that, there's, like, cutscenes. And the cutscenes are, like, a TV show. Like, it's the actual video. Like, it's not, like, video game fucking cutscenes. And, dude, like, those look fucking, like, it's not, like, cheesy like you'd think. Like, they're not, like, low budget. They look, like, legit fucking, like, you're watching, like, an HBO show or, like, fucking, like, you know.
Not like Command & Conquer?
Yeah,
those awesome cutscenes.
Like they look good. Like it fucking looks fucking Good, dude. The guy from one of the guys from Game of Thrones is actually in it, dude. Fucking Littlefinger. I don't know if you watched like some of Game of Thrones, but
Littlefinger. Oh yeah, yeah. I remember that guy.
The whorehouse fucking owner. That dude. Fucking,
yep.
Yeah, he's in it, dude. Fucking one of the dudes from fucking Lord of the Rings is in it. I mean, it looks fucking good, dude. I don't know. Fucking yeah. Looks good. I can't wait. I think it comes out next year sometime, like fucking like spring or some shit next year.
All right, so that's a ways away, huh?
A little bit off the fucking crazy fucking winter coming up. I guess the next thing they have written down is fucking Crackdown. You just watched the video of that. What do you think of that?
Mm. Oh, looked very Crackdown. Very.
It looks like Crackdown.
Yep. But a lot better. You know,
It looks like a legit fucking next gen. Like if you think like next gen Crackdown, that's fucking what you expect, dude. It's fucking next gen Crackdown. It's fucking every dude. Just you can destroy fucking everything, dude. It looks fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's all I pretty much saw was them just destroying building after building. But I'd like to see it in action. You know, like how's it gonna work?
Yeah, they didn't show. I don't think they showed much of like the actual campaign or anything. But who knows?
I'm sure it'll be great. Those games are always fun. I mean, you know.
Oh yeah, you got to collect those orbs. You just all about getting to the orbs. I mean,
I missed that game. I haven't played it in a while.
Great. Yeah. And they're showing some of the shit, like a fucking, like, they don't run on just, like, one server. It's not like you connect to a server and that fucking server, like, keeps track of everything. It's fucking, you know, you're connecting into the game and then fucking, like, they were showing, like, this one building's on one server, this other building's on another server. They just, like, need all that power, dude. They're saying, like, what is it? Fucking. It was either 20 times or fuck yeah, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be 20 times more power, like more like fucking like information going in than like fuck if you're just playing the game offline on like an Xbox. Like it's fucking like being connected like that, it's like fucking like it's pretty much having like 20 Xboxes all connected to each other.
That's crazy.
And you see, yeah, it just fucking sounds like marketing shit. Then like you see the videos, it's like, yeah, it's fucking pretty goddamn impressive, dude. Like it's fucking looked really fucking pretty fucking sweet. That's a buy.
Oh yeah, easily. that'll be one I'll probably buy, you know, beforehand, just get ready to download right on time.
Yeah, I got a couple of fucking off the bat, dude. I got a couple pre-ordered. I did, dude. Fucking Gears of War. I got fucking that's already installed, waiting to go.
Really? Yeah.
Fucking bit the bullet on that. Just thinking, I'm like, oh, gotta go, dude. I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking pick it up at some point. And then fucking, as soon as I heard about fucking getting the other games, dude, I'm like, yeah, I can't. I sprung for the $60 one, dude, for fucking, gotta have that civilian Anya. That's my character, dude. You gotta fucking have.
So what's the prices on there? Is it?
It's 40 for just like the base game. Just fucking no like extra shit, no extra skin, just fucking the game. You know what I mean? And then like $60 is just fucking, I'm not sure exactly. I just fucking, you know, you get like some skins and shit, like fucking like weapon skins and some character skins.
And you only get the codes with the $60 version?
No, you can get the 40 one and get the other games too. It doesn't matter as long as you buy the game.
Okay.
But I need my Anya. That's my fucking, my go-to.
No, that's understandable. Now, are you jumping right online with that?
I'll probably hit up the fucking single player first.
Okay.
That's what I usually do. I know you do. You have like no problem just fucking hopping right in online.
I just figured where you've already played it, maybe you weren't gonna bother again.
I want to see what they did with it. You know what I mean? Like how different it is. I haven't fucking played through it in fucking so goddamn long either. So.
Yeah, it'll probably feel a little fresh. Well. You'll remember shit.
Yeah.
I already remember that beginning, you know.
There's not much to that game either. It's really just fucking going from one fucking spot to the
Yeah.
Like that's it. That's why I like that game, dude. It's just like so simple. It's just like, dude, like this is like the story of fucking this squad, dude, and fucking going from one battle to the next and that's it, dude. I fucking like that. That's my favorite kind of storytelling in a game. So I can just keep it simple. No fucking Metal Gear fucking melodrama, fucking anime bullshit.
Yep. That's one thing, well, kind of get off talk for The Witcher. Like, it's almost like there's... I have no clue what's going on.
There's a lot of fucking plot there, but in that case, it's just like, it's actually like mature. You know what I mean? It is fine. It's kind of like confusing and shit, but it fucking, it's simple enough that it makes...
I mean, I guess, yeah, you're chasing a girl. I guess you get it. Your daughter.
You don't have to like dig into the fucking, like the politics, everything, if you don't want it.
Yeah.
We can just watch it and be like, yeah, whatever. I mean, you get like the characters and shit, like you understand them. It's like, yeah, whatever. You can fucking just, you don't have to fucking dig in that deep to fucking appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
And that's kind of interesting. I like... It's kind of unique, that the take they have on that anyway, the fucking, just like all the folklore fucking shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is an awesome game.
It is fucking definitely like plotty and fucking story heavy, but it's fucking, it's not fucking like anime garbage, you know? It's fucking...
No, not even close.
That goes a long way.
Yeah, like imagine a Metal Gear game with as much shit, like much content as The Witcher.
Well, that's the same the new one's going to be, man. Fucking Phantom Pain. It's all open world.
And then you look at it,
it's just fucking like, oh, look at these fucking 8 pages of menus you fucking go through to fucking get to one thing.
Yeah, I mean, if I was going to buy, I mean, anything.
Okay, I was thinking,
if I felt like I wanted that game, I'd just buy a shotgun. That's what I really want to get to.
Oh, taking the easy way out, dude. But. Yeah. Again, dude, it's just fucking like, dude, I'm looking at like not Max Payne, fucking Mad Max comes out the same day, and dude, and fucking just like, oh, fucking maybe if I beat Mad Max and there's fucking still a little bit of time before like other shit comes out, I'm like, maybe I'll fucking, you know what I mean? Maybe I'll pick up Metal Gear, and again, dude, just fucking fall in that goddamn trap, dude, of fucking getting sucked into a hype of a game I know I'm not gonna like.
Now, there's a Mad Max game?
Yeah, yeah.
From the movie?
It's not from the movie, it's fucking, a little bit less like inspired by the movie, but it's not like directly tied into it. It's pretty much like you played Shadows of Mordor, right?
Okay, yep.
It's pretty much that, only fucking add like a desert and fucking cars and fucking twisted metal fucking combat.
Oh, that could be kind of cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool, dude. I don't know.
I mean, I didn't mind Shadow of Mordor. I didn't hate it, but I kind of lost interest.
I was bored at first with that, but then, like, the further you got on, dude, it got cooler and cooler, the more shit you unlocked. It was fucking pretty. Like, yeah, dude, towards the end, you could, like, possess fucking enemies. Like, you could possess, like, fucking, like, 12 fucking enemies at a time, you know, and they'd be fighting for you and shit.
Oh, see, I didn't get that far.
It took a while for it to get going. Once it did, it was really good. Have a fight, so they'd all be like fighting for you and shit, dude. Then like fucking, like you'd stop, dude. Like they'd fucking, you know, you'd go and like beat a boss, dude. And you're like surrounded by all these guys that are like on your side, and you just fucking lift up your hand, you fucking close it, and fucking all their heads explode like all at once, dude. This fucking boom, it's fucking like they all die. It's fucking pretty cool.
Oh, I didn't see that. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it ended up pretty good, dude. Yeah. Same with you. I was kind of like at first, I'm like, yeah, I don't. It just seems like pretty like standard, but yeah, that got good the further you get in. So it pretty much looks like that, dude. But fucking like the car shit seems real cool. Like you're fucking like constantly like upgrading shit in your car, making it like faster, dude. You get like a harpoon, so you like fucking shoot the harpoon into like somebody's door and fucking yank it out. The door fucking comes off. Like you can fucking like take off like certain like specific parts of the car and shit, and like add it to yours, like make yours better and shit. It looks pretty fucking cool. Yeah,
it sounds pretty cool.
But that wasn't at Gamescom. But you know what was? Speaking of gay fucking JRPGs, fucking Scalebound. See anything about that?
No, I don't know what that is.
It's about some anime kid going around with fucking Beats by Dre headphones, listening to techno.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's a fucking like he rides a dragon, dude. You know, I'm pretty gay for dragons, so I'm like, oh, this could be all right. I'll give it, you know what I mean. I'm trying to give it like fucking pretty a lot of credit, dude. Just the fact that there's a fucking giant dragon in it, you can fucking, you're friends with it, control. I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking give it, dude, everything I can, dude. But no, it looks pretty fucking dumb. So.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it just looks like, dude, it looks like a standard just fucking like action fucking JRPG, just fucking like, I don't know. I tried my hardest, dude, like looking at the gameplay, dude, but it looks pretty fucking dumb. So fuck that game.
You're not, I'll give you credit that you even know what that is. I mean, anything anime, I'm just instantly forget about it.
It's not like, you know, they don't like bill it as anime. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like, oh, it's just like that. It's by like Platinum, fucking the dudes who did like fucking like Bayonetta and like fucking, you know, Devil May Cry type shit. So it's not like specifically like anime. Like it tries to be like, oh, hey, cool, I'm wacky fucking Western guy, dude. I listen to fucking techno on my fucking Dre beats, dude. Like, you know, like it tries to be like fucking like. This... cool, dude. Just like super cheesy, dude. I don't know.
Jesus.
I tried, dude. I'm just fucking looking at how that game plays, dude. It can go fuck itself fucking hard. I'm sure it'll come out, dude. You're gonna hear fucking like a bunch of fucking queers with fucking anime avatars on message boards like, oh no, it's really good, I swear. Oh, you gotta give it a chance. But no, yeah, dude, nah, fuck that game. Fuck it hard in the fucking ass.
Yeah, it sounds like shit.
Yeah, wasn't it the Microsoft thing, dude? Even Fallen Battlefront, Star Wars, fucking Battlefront?
Nope. Just heard a little bit, but haven't looked into it.
It looks pretty goddamn good. It looks good.
Anyways, yeah, that's from the guys that did Battlefield.
Dice, dude, the legit fucking Battlefield guys. So it's kind of just fucking Battlefield, the fucking Star Wars thrown on it a little bit, but.
That sounds
pretty fucking awesome to me, dude. And fucking, it's like it looks really fucking good. Like fucking, like just it's the way it fucking looks, dude. The sounds and shit, dude. I'm probably gonna get it, dude. I'm not even gonna fucking think about it too much, dude. And I'm probably gonna get it, and I'll probably play it a lot. So fuck it. There's really not much else to say about it. It just fucking looks.
Now, is it full scale battle? I assume it's like. Is it just online? Are we talking just single player?
It's pretty much just online. I don't think there's much of a single player to it.
Huh.
They were showing, like, what they showed there is just all, like, dogfights. Like, all just fucking ship-to-ship battles. I mean, that looks fucking pretty goddamn good. It's not. Well,
that's what I mean. You know, if you could simulate the jets in Battlefield,
it's
right?
It's not in, like, space. It's not jets. It's all Star Wars. So it's, like, TIE fighters and fucking.
Yeah.
But it's not in space. It's all like fucking like takes place like on like a planet, like in like the atmosphere. But fucking like the way they have it set up is this fucking like in the background and shit. There's all like AI fucking guys here. So it just looks like a massive fucking just like crazy dude. Bunch of like million fucking lasers going everywhere and shit, dude. It fucking just looks good. Looks cool, dude. I don't know. I can't say too much about it. It's fucking, that's pretty much just at the name fucking Star Wars and Battlefield, dude. It's fucking all I really need. Not really fucking get nothing else really gonna fucking say to fucking sell me on that.
Yeah, I might check that out. I mean, that sounds pretty cool. I'm not a huge Star Wars guy.
I know you're not. You like Battlefield.
But I don't mind it.
Yeah, you played fucking the Old Republic, I think, longer than I did, too.
Yeah, the PC one. I never played the old school Old Republic game.
Well, those are awesome.
That you guys played.
Yeah, those are awesome. Coming up on that, dude, my fucking PC list, dude. I finally finished Company of Heroes, dude. I put up a review.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't get like too deep into it. I recommended it. I gave it the thumbs up or the whatever I do on the site.
Fuck yes?
Fuck yeah. But yeah, I mean, fuck, I did like the campaign. It's like, whatever. It took me like 20 hours. Whatever. I mean, fucking overall, it's not. Pretty much standard fucking same shit as every other fucking real-time strategy game. Fucking, you know, nothing fucking off the wall fucking different, but it was good overall. I mean, fucking, I didn't get like too deep into it after I beat the campaign, but overall I liked it. So that's that. And then, seen anything about Mafia 3?
No, not at all.
You play any of the other ones?
I think two I played a little bit.
Yeah, two
on
was
the computer.
Two was pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right. Once again, I don't think I finished. I got bored. I was like, yeah, whatever.
The kind of Grand Theft open world a little bit, but not really open world.
Yeah, the driving going so slow kind of killed me.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Was it like the 50s or the 60s or something? The two. It was like in like.
Yeah, something like that. 50s, I think.
Yeah, traditional, like, fucking gangster, fucking Italian mob shit. Three's, like, in the 70s in New Orleans.
Really? Okay.
It's pretty cool. There's fucking, it didn't show any gameplay. That might be gameplay out there. I just haven't seen it yet. But, in the trailer I saw, dude, it looks, they kept showing like flashbacks of Vietnam too. So I'm just wondering, dude, maybe, I don't know if it just could have been in the trailers or that'd be cool, dude. Fucking just little Nam. Still waiting for that good Nam game.
Huh.
This little flashback.
Dude, Battlefield had a good one. I don't know why they just decided to re-release that.
I remember fucking passing out, dude, at that menu, falling asleep to fucking CCR, dude.
Fucking, yep. And that one wasn't even nearly as good as the PC one. I mean, I wish they could.
I never played the PC one, but.
Oh, dude, those were great. They've still never hit that, like, that as good as those were.
Even that, though, it's still just kind of, like, reskin, like, Battlefield, dude. If they could just do, like, a new fucking, you know what I mean? This fucking how good they can make, like, the fucking, like, the forest and shit, dude. Just fucking,
oh, dude.
You can barely see, like, 2 feet in front of you in some spots and just fucking setting up traps and shit.
Oh, the lighting, everything would be great. I don't know what's taking them so long. To be honest with you.
Hey, get on that, Dice. I know you fucking listen to the podcast. Just fucking.
Yeah, yeah. They probably got a lot on their plate, though. I mean, you know,
Well, I'll be doing fucking Star Wars, I'm sure, for fucking later. Yeah, but I mean, Mafia 3, I may have said I haven't fucking seen too much, but it looks cool, dude. I don't know. They almost made it look like they'd be like fucking like multiple. It's hard to tell from those fucking stupid CG trailers, dude. It gets me off.
Yeah.
You know what fucking pisses me off, dude, is this fucking goddamn Steam. You ever look at like a game on like the Steam store, dude? They have like the fucking trailers.
Dude, you want to hear something quick with Steam? I can't even sign into my account on Steam.
Oh,
I don't know why. I have no idea. Will not let me. I've changed the password, everything. Like, still will not let me.
I heard there's something about getting hacked. Oh, they use fucking Firefox or whatever, Mozilla.
I use. Well, I have it. I mean, I use it sometimes, but.
I don't know. That's random, but I've heard something about that shit getting fucking like hacked pretty bad recently. But Steam had something about fucking passwords getting fucking hacked. Like, I nothing happened to me, but. It was out there. I don't know.
Well, I'm just trying to reinstall it on my new, you know, hard drive that I got. It's not on there. So I'm like, oh, I'll just reinstall it, sign in. I just can't sign in. So, I mean, I don't know if I'm hacked.
Maybe,
I mean,
that
works.
If it's a different, like, hard drive or computer, it just might be something you have to, like, contact somebody or do something. Who knows?
Well, that's the thing. I can't log in to contact support. And I try to make a new account. And it's like, oh, that name's taken, blah, blah, blah. So it's just like, I'll have to make another account, I suppose.
I bet you won't have any of your shit on there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just talk about it later, I guess. So I can.
Yeah, we won't get off topic. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you fucking my half-ass fucking tech support. Fucking,
no, but I just can't sign in. That's my point.
But I was saying, it fucking pisses me off. Is you go to like the store page and it's like, oh, what's this fucking game, dude? Fucking click on the video, and the video is like never like gameplay. It's just some like bullshit like marketing fucking thing. It goes on. It's like a 5 minute just fucking like no gameplay, just of like cutscenes and fucking this like splash pages of, oh, look at all these features. And it's like, yeah, I just want to fucking see what the fucking goddamn game looks like. I don't want to fucking sit here through your fucking, like, marketing shit, dude. And then there'll be, like, fucking, like, 5 videos, dude. Like, most of them are fucking just, like, it'd be, like, 5 minutes of fucking, like, all these fucking, like, the companies and shit. Like, the developer names and shit popping up. And just, it's like, dude, I just want to fucking just show me a goddamn game, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Half the time, I'll watch it for, like, fucking 2 minutes and just stop it. Be like, you know what, dude? Fuck you. I'm not buying your fucking game. Fucking put your goddamn game, like, on the fucking the first video. That's what you should be doing. Show me your fucking game, dude. I don't fucking care about your fucking stupid little fucking bullet points, dude.
Because it's a scheme. That's what it is. Just like fucking, what's that? The Order. Order 1882 or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at this beautiful game, and like everybody's like, oh, it sucks.
Show your fucking game, dude. I don't want to fucking two things on Steam will make me just stop and just fucking not even bother, dude. Those fucking goddamn videos, dude. And fucking if I see it, I'm like, oh, this game looks cool. And you fucking scroll down, it's early access. Go fuck yourself, dude. Don't even fucking put your shit on fucking early access. I don't want to fucking hear about it till it's fucking done.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, all right. Next topic of Gamescom. It's just you can use you're gonna be able to use the Xbox One as a DVR for TV. A straight up DVR. You need to
really?
You need like, I mean, it's only for like, I think it's only for over the air shit. Like you need like a digital antenna. You can fucking set up like whatever and just fucking use it and fucking whatever. I don't know exactly. I don't really care. But kind of cool, I guess.
Well, I'm wondering because I used to have DVR on the cable, so got rid of that. Can I now, do I need cable still?
I didn't.
Can I do it without that? I wonder.
I didn't see anything about them saying like cable. I know like fucking you put like the HDMI in, you put the cable through and shit. Like, I don't know. I don't use it, so I don't really know. And
I assume, it would have to record off my cable, but
All they talked about, or all I heard or paid attention to for the fucking conference, they were talking about, like, over the air, like, you put a fucking digital antenna in, and you get, like, fucking, like, all, like, you know what I mean, the fucking stations over the air, like, fucking network shit, is what they made it sound
what?
Like.
What? That's what over the air, what, like, channels, like, CBS?
Yeah. And that's all I really...
Yeah, who the fuck want? That's it? Like, you don't get, like...
I don't know. No, I don't fucking... I didn't really dig too deep into it, is whatever.
Yeah.
But I guess that's something that's coming. I don't know. In November, I guess, they're doing the dashboard update for the Xbox One. Fucking the new, like...
Oh, nice.
Windows 10 type deal. So, see what that is. I don't know. Something. It'll be something.
yeah, hopefully it's faster or something, because I don't like the speed on this. It's just too slow.
I'll watch the fucking stupid little loading fucking twirling thing half the time. Killer Instinct news. Fucking coming to Windows PC, which is cool.
Okay.
It'll be like cross-platform, so you can play fucking on the computer or fucking the Xbox. I don't know if I hope it's fucking like, you know, I hope I don't have to fucking buy it again.
A separate stick.
Yeah. I already have the fucking separate stick for the computer. They mentioned that too, dude, about fucking, you can use your stick. So I don't know if that means the fucking, my goddamn Killer Instinct stick, dude, after I bought my fucking other one, dude, now it's going to work in the PC. Like, I don't know. this is literally like the day after I got the fucking stick, dude, the fucking conference, the fucking, and your sticks will work. It's like, dude, fuck yourself, dude.
Oh, that sucks.
I hope it does, to be honest with you. It's better quality than the fucking $60 one I fucking bought on Amazon, but whatever. So there's going to be a Season 3 of Killer Instinct. I barely played fucking Season 2, but that's good, dude. I do like that game. I always say I want to keep playing it, get back into it. But it's good to just fucking keeps on keeping on, I guess. Fucking...
Yeah.
It is. That's a fucking fun game, dude. I gotta get back into it, like, fucking every fucking day, I tell myself. Wearing my shirt, too, right now. My fucking Killer Instinct shirt.
Nice. I haven't played in a while. I mean, I'm not good with fighting games. I mean, but...
I'm terrible, but still fucking fun, dude, when you get, like, the basics down. But... They got a Battletoad in there I want to fucking play, dude. They have fucking Rash from Battletoads is a fucking character in Killer Instinct. I was watching fucking Max play him, dude. He looks pretty goofy and fucking dumb and cool. Kind of want to fucking check it out. It's in, like, beta, too, so it's only going to be there for, like, a month or something. They're going to take him out and fucking put him in, like, when the actual season starts.
Okay.
I want to get on that at some point.
Yeah, you gotta hurry up, because all these games are coming.
Yeah, exactly. Ticking clock, like I said, on my fucking Steam little thing, dude. I got fucking a little, like, fucking indie RPG that'll probably take me, like, 8 hours to beat, dude. And after that, fucking Dark Souls, so that's fucking rough.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. Speaking of Dark Souls, fucking skip around again. Fuck, dude, god damn it. I'm fucking running along, dude. I got, like, fucking pages and pages of shit. This might have to be a fucking two-parter. This is Dark Souls. It's something on the new... You watch the Dark Souls 3 footage?
I don't remember. I might not have. I think I was going to, but I didn't do it. I could bring it up now.
Oh, they showed, like, some gameplay. It's coming out next year, early next year. And the big thing they were talking about, they have weapon arts. It's basically like every weapon and every spell is going to have like a charge or like something like special like move he can hold. I don't know if it's like another like meter or something you got to deal with or what. It's like maybe like so many charges in it. But they were saying there's going to be less weapons in the game.
Really?
Than Dark Souls. But I mean,
less weapons.
Yeah, less weapons. Just kind of think like, like trying to fucking like take it back to make it like more like Bloodborne-y, dude. And
yeah,
kind of worried about it. I mean, who knows? I mean, there's fucking like read some interview with fucking Miyazaki, the guy like the main like director and designer, and he was saying that those weapon arts have a huge impact on the game. So it's going to be, I don't mind it being different. I just fucking just hope it's not like so dumbed down, you know, like it's fucking like Bloodborne fucking style. Dude, I fucking would hate that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And they were
saying the bosses, they're building around fucking, so you pretty much have to use the weapon or the battle arts, the weapon arts. If you don't, you're going to get fucked. So it's like, it's cool. I do like new mechanics are good, dude. Just fucking, I just hope it's not so fucking, so like dumbed down, you know what I mean? If that comes at the cost of dumbing the game down, dude, I'd rather fucking not have it. But so it sounds promising, but it's just fucking talking. So see how it shakes out, I guess. I'm going to buy it anyway because it's fucking Dark Souls or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. But that still does kind of scare me a little bit.
Yeah. The only other like big disappointment in the fucking the trailer is there's no fucking no Tull in it. No fucking, what are they thinking, dude? You gotta put out a fucking Dark Souls trailer after the one with two, dude. No fucking Jethro Tull. He's that,
dude. Did they go with a song this time?
I can't remember. I want to say it's they didn't, though. I think it was just fucking straight, just like game sounds and shit.
I got the trailer up now, but.
No fucking locomotive breath, dude. You gotta try to top it.
Oh, dude, that's...
Walk along, you know, fucking do something. The entire game, just the whole background, dude. Back soundtrack is all at the hotel, dude. Just flutes everywhere, dude. Fucking constant fucking flute solos.
Well, you should be able to just stream it and play it in 2 seconds, but you evidently can't do that on...
Yeah, what the fuck? It's another goddamn thing, dude. Hey, dude, I have fucking Xbox Music, dude. I was talking about I like it on the PC now, as I can fucking just bring it up and all my shit's there. It's fucking pretty sweet. But, dude, you still can't just fucking stream the goddamn thing in the background. Get on that, fucking Phil Spencer. I know you listen, Phil Spencer.
Yeah, Major Nelson. How about that guy?
I fucking blame him. He's useless.
No, I know. He's nothing. He's a fucking piece of shit, actually.
Hey, it's one of those things, those features, dude. Like one of the big features everyone's asking for is streaming the fucking music in the back, dude. You gotta do that shit. Fucking wanna play Forza with fucking that shit in the back, dude. That'd be fucking awesome. I ended up pre-ordering that too, the fucking $100 edition. Fucking Forza.
Oh yeah, how's that?
I'll tell you in November, but
there's not like anything out on that. I mean,
well,
that's...
it's just the same thing as every other Forza. You know, it's just whatever. You can buy like a $60 game, just the game or whatever, and the $100 ones get like the car. You know, you have fucking your set for all the cars that come out and shit. You get the fucking the VIP fucking shit, like double credits and fucking all that. Just fucking VIP cars. It's just like, dude, I don't know. I get into that game so much, dude. I really don't mind, dude. Like to me, it's worth $100 to have all that shit. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I know you love that game.
The guy I spent fucking $100 and something and to get all the fucking costumes in Dead or Alive, so maybe I'm just a fucking idiot. Who knows? But, all right, real quick. I'll try to fucking blow through some of this shit. Blah, blah, blah. Fucking PC games coming over. City Skylines. Do you know about that? Anything?
Nope.
Pretty much like a new
Sim,
pretty much new like Sim City or whatever. People like it. I don't know. Coming to Xbox One, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Train Simulator, dude. Get ready for fucking
Train Simulator.
It's literally just fucking sitting on a train, fucking going. That's it.
Like you're the conductor. That's it.
I don't think so. I think from what I've seen, it's just fucking you just walk up to a train and get inside and just ride it around.
Wow. That's a great game.
Yep, Euro trash, dude. People love that shit.
Wow. Yeah, that's just fucking stupid. I mean, that's it? Not even like
maybe
like,
I don't know. I didn't really look into it too deep because it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's wicked stupid. Next.
Worms. New Worms game coming out. I like Worms. Fucking turn. It's like the turn-based, like 2D fucking battle strategy fucking game. Your Worms. I played a shitload of them, dude. They're okay. Whatever, dude. It's always good. Ron Gilbert got up on there. He's the dude who made fucking Monkey Island and Maniac Mansion. Fucking the old, PC fucking games. PC adventure games. He's got some new game coming out. Thimbleweed Park. It's like an old school adventure. I don't really like those games, so whatever. Fucking move on. Yeah, do you have, like, your volume turned up, like, on your computer? I can hear, like, an echo.
You can?
Yeah. It's gone now.
No.
All right, sounds fine. I don't know what that was. Whatever. Ark Survival Evolved. This is fucking, like, a shooter with dinosaurs. Fine, whatever, dude. That looks cool, I guess. But it's fucking coming to early access, so fuck it until it's done. Who cares? We Happy Few is just a fucking, looks like Bioshock almost. Horror looking game. I don't know. Looks alright. Gotta see more. They showed some weird ass fucking tech demo for DirectX 12, which is just fucking, I don't know, it's from Square. It looked like a fucking cologne ad. Just fucking, it's like, it looked weird, dude. I don't know.
Like, yeah. A dude, like, just
pretty
shirtless,
much, yeah, just fucking
like me.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think exactly what it was. Some fucking, like, weird fucking lady, I think, in a fucking town walking around and fucking falling to her knees and fucking, like, looking up at the sky and shit and, like, hugging her dad, fucking crying. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Yep. Something crossed by PC and Xbox. Something they just, like, loosely mentioned, dude. I fucking hope they get that shit straightened out. That'd be the main fucking thing, dude. That'd be fucking great to have, dude. You buy a fucking game on sale on Steam or something and have it in your fucking Xbox, you know? Play it there, like, wherever you want. That'd be fucking what they have to do. Get on that shit. Homefront 2.
Oh, wow. That's around still, huh?
That's the thing, dude. Still a game.
No shit.
There's a fucking multiplayer beta coming out in the winter.
Dude, that fucking game. I remember that shit.
Dude, that multiplayer was fucking great, wasn't it? I fucking loved it, dude.
Yeah, it was actually fun. I don't remember why. Like, I'm sure if I threw it on right now, it would just absolutely suck, but...
No, I thought it was, dude. It was like actually one of those games. There's so many bunch of options, and everything was actually balanced, dude. That's fucking all I asked for. And it was fucking fun. But they do. They showed some footage, dude. It looks fucking good, dude. It looks really fucking good so far. It's been fucking. I think that was announced like at like launch. Dude. It's been all fucked up for like years, but it's actually coming out. So I'll play the beta and fucking find out. What they showed, it almost looks like Far Cry. It's just like open world, fucking strongholds and shit. It looks pretty fucking good. Keep moving. For Honor. I don't know if you see anything about that yet.
I don't think so. So it rings a bell a little bit.
I mentioned it to you fucking last time. It's just fucking, it's like knights and shit. Knights and like, I think there's like samurais and pirates maybe. Just like different factions, and it's all like you're fighting for control points and fucking swinging your sword, you know, up, fucking down, left, right, and just trying to block and fucking hit like people's open spots. But I'd recommend you watch some gameplay footage of that. For Honor, it looks fucking pretty cool. And the guy like demoing it was saying, dude, how we described it, which I thought was pretty good, it's fight night with swords. You know what I mean? So you're using the stick to fucking, like, control your swings and shit, you know? Like, analog fucking swings. I thought that was pretty...
Okay.
Pretty good description of it. A new Just Cause. I never played those games, but people seem to like them. That looks fucking... Looks nuts, dude. Just fucking more open world, fucking destructible, just fucking crazy shit. Showing off like the grappling hook and shit, dude. Fucking one point, the guy fucking grappled onto a fucking propane tank, and he shot the fucking propane tank, and the tank like shoots up in the air like a fucking rocket, and he's fucking riding it, like holding onto it, grappling hook, dude. It looks fucking nuts, dude. Just goes to, I don't even want to say that, but. Not positive, I fucking can't read my own notes, but I think if you buy 3 on Xbox, Just Cause 3, they give you Just Cause 2 for free.
Okay.
Whatever, one of those things.
I think I played 2. I think that's, or one of them. I played 1, maybe.
I remember fucking Jared liked those, like that.
I think that's when I played it forever ago, so it was probably the first one.
The first one, like the original Xbox, maybe, but I never played. I don't think I ever actually sat down and played them, but... Whatever, and they showed Forza 6, the weather, the night racing, and whatever. It's Forza. It looks fucking great, I said. They don't... I already spent $100 on it, so, yeah.
Weather and night racing, huh?
Yeah. Have you seen any of that shit, dude? It looks
no.
real fucking good, dude. I guess, like, you're driving, you know, when your car takes damage, you're driving at night, and it's just fucking, like legitimately, like, dark. All I can see is your headlights and shit. So if you're racing, you fucking blow out your headlights. It's just fucking complete darkness.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yep, it looks fucking good. Rainbow Six or whatever, we talked about that. Let's fucking buy it already. So I can pre-order it if you can. Tomb Raider, you watched the video, right?
Yep, looked pretty interesting.
I think it looks fucking, like, real fucking good, man. So people are, like, bitching about fucking, oh, it's violent and blah, blah, blah. It's not Tomb Raider, but it's fucking Tomb Raider. And, yeah. Fucking looks fucking good.
I like to hear it's violent.
Yeah, anyone who says fucking it's too violent, dude, just fucking count me in. Fucking take my pre-order. I'll fucking get into it. And the big surprise, the big fucking reveal, dude. Get your reaction to it. Live and on fucking the Grunt Free Press exclusive, dude. Halo Wars 2.
Okay. I don't know much about Halo Wars.
That's pretty much
the reaction. I really don't think I've ever played.
Pretty much the reaction, dude. I love it, dude. I love the first one, dude. I thought it was great. Like I said, I tried playing like Company. I did play Company Heroes. It's just like, whatever. It's the standard shit. Just pretty much, I know we've talked a little bit earlier. I don't know if it was even we were recording or not, but it's like that game pretty much just fucking run with that. Before that game came out, like all like the real time strategy games are coming out in the consoles, like fucking Command and Conquer and fucking some like Lord of the Rings one and fucking Supreme Commander. There are fucking bunch of them at one point. They kept coming out. It always controls like shit, like on the fucking on a controller. And then fucking the first Halo Wars pretty much like it nailed it, dude. Like it fucking felt great, like fucking moving shit around with the fucking control pad. It was real simple, dude. And like fucking like it pretty much did what controlling like a strategy game on the console, like changed that the way that the Halo 1, you know, you start playing that. It's like, oh, this feels great. It just revolutionizes fucking how you play like a shooter on the console. Pretty much did that, and it was a fucking... fun game, dude. On top of that, like, it wasn't just, I haven't played it forever either, but comparing like how I felt when I played that to playing like Company of Heroes, dude, as far as like the campaign went, fucking I remember really liking the fucking Halo Wars campaign. And I tried playing online, and of course people fucking destroyed me, so I didn't play that for very long, but it was fucking fun. Fucking I liked it a lot, so I wasn't expecting that. Like when they announced that, like to say, like watching most of the conference, I was just like, I know about most of these games already. Not that shocking, you know. They started mentioning Halo. I was like, oh, what are they gonna do? Bring fucking like, you know, the Master Chief Collection or like fucking Halo 5? They're gonna say it's on PC or something. So like, whatever, who cares? But
yeah,
that's what I was expecting. And fucking, as soon as I started realizing they're talking about fucking Halo Wars 2, like I literally at that point, you know, just like, oh, okay. And then fucking, it just like hit me fucking out loud. I said fucking, oh shit. Like fucking like to myself, like fucking like, like fucking like, you know, like I really wasn't expecting it. So that was cool. And then, you know, then there's the backlash again, dude. The fucking the mainstream fucking backlash. Fucking mainstream press is, oh, nobody likes Halo Wars, dude. Nobody cares about that, dude. So, dude, I fucking like it, dude. A lot of people fucking like that game, you know? And they just fucking write it off for whatever reason, dude, just because it's fucking, I don't know. Who knows? Nobody wanted that. But yeah, dude, they'll fucking go on. Oh, dude, Shenmue 3, dude, fucking, you see those fucking GIFs, dude, of fucking journalists, like, crying because fucking there's a Shenmue 3 fucking Kickstarter, dude. Nobody fucking wanted that either, you know? They fucking give that coverage, dude, like it's fucking, you know, everybody fucking wants that fucking shit.
I don't know. Yeah, people are just fucking stupid.
Just reading.
That'll be a theme.
No, it's just one of those things. Just fucking like they, you know, they decide. It just seems like it's so like across the board, dude. Just like in the bubble, dude. Like, oh, this is good and this is bad, you know. It's like you wait, dude, for fucking like when Sony does their little fucking like press conference, their like PlayStation Experience or whatever the fuck they have, like their little fucking show. It's just them doing their own thing, dude.
Yep.
And there'll be fucking like conferences, dude, and fucking like articles about that for fucking hours and hours, you know what I mean? And then like this, dude, Microsoft had their fucking press conference at fucking Gamescom. And besides fucking McCaffrey, just because he's got his only, you know, just the Xbox show, so he's going to talk about it, obviously. But every other fucking podcast I listen to is just, it's like fucking like a 3-minute thing. Just fucking, oh, Gamescom happened. Oh, some games. All right. Well, moving on. That's in a while. You know, they just like breeze over everything because it's fucking Microsoft, you know. But you wait till the fucking PlayStation Experience thing. It'll be like fucking like hours dedicated to fucking like every detail, you know. It's fucking ridiculous. Just fucking, they just pander, dude. That's what they want. The fucking their audience. Fuck them. Fuck you. That's we're really long now, so anything else?
No, I think that summed it up. Fuck you.
Well, I have a lot, dude, but I still have like pages I didn't even get to. We'll save that for next time though. So
hey, that sounds good.
So it's Absolute Deicide again, gruntfreepress.com. Go to the bottom of the main page to donate money because I'm poor and I spend $100 on fucking Forza fucking packs.
Hey, at least you're honest.
Yep.
And, you know, you're not asking money for God over here.
Yeah. Maybe I should just do that. If I can change it to an all Christian site, family friendly. We get more hits that way.
Yeah, that's what everyone's doing, so. You might as well.
All right. Well, we'll cut it before fucking Clay passes out or something. So, hey, go fuck yourself, and that's the grunt-free truth.
Yeah.
Shuffling madness of the locomotive breath runs the all-time loser headlong to his death. Oh, it feels a piston scraping, steam breaking on his brow. His children jumping off the stations one by one. His woman and his best friend in bed and having fun. Oh, it's calling down the corridor.